and not willing to do the work. Because you have to do the work. That's just the way it goes. You get involved with anything.
There's a daily grind that goes along with doing anything.
My name's Dan Votto. Welcome to my 5 minutes. I'm here at Comic-Con in San Diego, completing my comeback into the comic book publishing world, but I never actually left, so it's not truly a comeback. So don't call it a comeback. For this week's episode, I decided to chat with people and ask them what they did while they listened to podcasts. And I was amazed at how many people chose not to be interviewed. So this will not be very long. Maybe my first 5 minute episode, who knows? But enjoy and see me around. All right, I'm here with Eli at Comic-Con. How you doing, Eli?
I'm doing great, man.
Are you having a good show?
I'm having a great show.
You're on everything. You're on my 5 minutes right now, is that cool?
Let's do it.
All right, question of the day is, what do you do when you're listening to podcasts?
I feel like I listen to a podcast while I'm doing like a menial task that I need to like get my mind off of. So laundry or the dishes or making dinner. One of my favorite podcasts is The Lonely Island and Seth Meyers podcast.
Yeah.
And so when I listen to that, I feel like I'm hanging out with like my funniest friends. I'm like with this like group of best friends because I have like a crew from high school and they're like a crew from high school and they just do bits and are best friends. And so like that's a podcast that makes me feel like I'm like hanging out with my best friends. I love that.
Okay. Yeah. What are your other favorite podcasts?
I don't listen to much about comics anymore. It's mostly about music. There's one called One Song where they break down songs and like go to the stems and they're like, here's the drums, here's the bass, here's like that. And I'm a big Grateful Dead fan, so the good old Grateful Dead cast is so good. Jesse Jarnot is like one of the best music journalists out there.
Yeah.
I make my own podcast about my favorite comic, Grendel.
Pimp It.
Yeah, so that's The Devil in Detail, the world's only Grendel reread podcast.
Yeah.
And we've had a bunch of different guests on there, Matt Wagner a bunch of times, and Tim Sale and Joe Matt before they left us, and Diana Schutz and the Panda Bros and everything.
Right on. Well, thank you very much, man.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay. We're here at We're not here at WonderCon. We're here at Comic-Con. I'm here with Chris. Chris, tell me, what is it that you do when you're listening to podcasts?
It's boring. I think I just really like to, I listen to podcasts while I work or when I draw. It helps just kind of give me something, a little zen in the background. Especially, I like listening to creative podcasts, I like stuff like yours, how it kind of boosts my creativity while I'm creating things, whether it's like graphic design or art. Just really helps kind of set that tone of like, you know, in that world of like creating stuff and just being like, you know, an artist, I guess. It's nice. And, you know, the sound of your voice is, it's smooth, it's soothing. And puts me in,
My voice?
Yeah. makes me go to my happy place.
Oh, really now? I'm not going to ask about that. What's your favorite podcast? Not mine.
I'm going to forget the name of it.
We've Got Issues.
I listen to friends' podcasts, you know, like all my friends. I listen to yours. I listen to the comic book one. Yeah, and comic book podcast, art podcast, things like that are really good.
Right on. Thanks very much.
Awesome. Good to see you, man.
What do you do when you're listening to a podcast?
Usually I'm at work or doom scrolling while I'm listening to a podcast on my phone, pretty much.
So doom scrolling, like what are you looking for? Another podcast to listen to?
No, just random brain rot stuff, you know, memes.
Yeah.
You know, YouTube shorts.
Do you have a favorite?
Film Threat. I listen to them regularly. Nerdrotic's another one that I like to listen to. That's about it, really.
And you're in the podcast game yourself, right?
Like, more like a YouTube channel kind of thing. Not really so much like long hour format videos. My YouTube channel's Press M to start. Where I mostly just do like movie reviews, anime reviews, convention coverage. I'm currently, you know, covering Comic-Con at the moment.
Yeah.
Getting some interviews, being interviewed. For a while, I was doing kind of like commentary on pop culture for a while, my Friday shows, I would have like a ending segment called Bombshell Fridays, where I would pretty much do like a highlight of like the latest internet it girl.
Mark, thank you very much. You're on my 5 minutes. Are we okay? All right. So, question of the day is, what do you do when you're listening to a podcast?
I'm usually doing one of two things. I am either driving to work or I am doing my makeup in the morning.
One of two things, just those two things.
Usually, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm usually either driving or like struggling to make my eyeliner symmetrical, or, you know, like staring deep into my soul and reflecting on what the last day brought me toward, you know, that sort of stuff.
Well, that's actually awesome. Okay. What kind of podcasts do you listen to?
So I listen to some technology podcasts. I listen to perfume and fragrance podcasts.
All right. We're going to change gears. Just last question. Yeah. So there's, in the podcast world, there's something of a schism where people who do video with their podcasts, traditionalists say podcast with video is not a podcast. Where do you land on that?
I don't like video with my podcast, yeah. But I like knowing that it exists because it increases the exposure of the programming. So I prefer not to see. I prefer only to hear. Okay. But I like that other people who might be more visual thinkers or learners can get video if they want it.
All right. I am here at Comic-Con talking to Verde Nguyen. Question of the day, Verde, is what do you do while you're listening to podcasts?
When I'm listening to podcasts, I'm either hiking, I'll do housework, but I do a lot of my design work while listening to your podcast.
More and more podcasts have video, but some people feel that something with video is not a podcast. Where do you land on that?
I don't watch that much video podcasts. I do listen, like earbuds, even if it's like a video one, I don't need to see them that often. Dan, I need to see you more often.
Really?
Yes. We need more of you on podcast. You got a lot of great like things to talk about. Yeah, you're a very personal talk.
But I mean, I've got that big of an ego, so yeah, you'll see more.
Well, that closes out Comic-Con 2026 for me. I suppose this was not the ambitious podcast I had hoped to make while I was here, but it does cap my comeback in publishing. Just getting back to Comic-Con was never the point. Just never getting back to publishing was never the point. The goal was to get here and continue to do good creative work, expanding people's views as I establish my place in the world. That means helping other people tell their stories while I also tell mine, which was really my original mission. This is, I suppose, my last meander into a world of creativity and narratives, at least as a profession. But that's an old man talking. Here in my late 60s, I've decided not to give in to the idea of being old. Someday, I want my obituary to read, Dan Votto died young at the age of 93. So thanks for joining me on this journey, and thanks for your support. As always,
this is Dan Votto, and this has been My 5 Minutes.
Speaking of support, if you're in a supporting mood, be sure to check out my Patreon page. We'll be putting exclusive content on there soon. Or if you just want to support the publishing company, be sure to check out our various Kickstarters for new books coming from SLG Publishing.